in these gatherings, in these majalis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His fadl, His grace and His mercy, whatever He gives to us, whatever He allows us to earn, our situation is such with regards to sitting and discussing, and the discussion that we have for a little while before dhikr, and sometimes this discussion extends to quite a while. The reason for this is just like there's a hungry person or a thirsty person. And that poor person or that hungry or thirsty person has one concern, that I need to get some food to fill my stomach. I need to get some drink to fill my stomach, quench my thirst. In the same way, my brothers, we should have the fikr, alhamdulillah, we have this fikr, this concern, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before I pass away, before I pass away, Allah, give me such a path, give me such an amal, an action that we can go into Jannah, into paradise. So in these majalis, we seek such ways and amal and deeds that Allah Ta'ala through these deeds give us such an amal, give us such an action. We are weak and we don't do that much ibadah, we commit sins, we are stuck in the dunya and the situation is bad. But we have hope for paradise, we have hope for the high status in paradise. We want to save ourselves or ward off the punishment of hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful. Allah ta'ala gives the tawfiq so that we can avoid the issues in hereafter. And we sit down here for a little while and our objective is such that we talk about amal and good actions and good deeds, and through that possibly we can implement those deeds, and after that we do the dhikr of Allah. So today a point that's come to my mind with regards to this, and I'd like to present this in your service, this thought that's come to my mind, and this looks very beneficial to me, alhamdulillah, very beneficial with this point in mind, that we want to attain Jannah, we want Allah Ta'ala to send us into paradise. Because amalan, practically, just like yesterday's gathering and before, we hear these things similarly, and let's see today, now what is this amal, this action, which is a very beneficial action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He gives this to me or to us, then we will succeed. And I tell you most definitely that we will succeed. And this is such an amal that we don't need a prayer mat for this, we don't need a masjid for this, we don't need wudu for this. We don't need, this is such a deed. And so will we do this deed? Yes, inshallah, mashallah, yes, good. Make an intention. So don't know, we don't know who this amal may be hard for, easy for, and this depends on everybody's situation and intention. Think, but I'll tell you what this amal is, isn't it? Okay, so listen to what this amal is. Now this is such an amal, this is such an action that our maqsad, our objective, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an objective in this world. And the maqsad we have is that we want to succeed in life, and we want to depart from this life successful with iman, so we can go into paradise. So there's such a deed that's come to mind that I'd like to present in your service, and this is guaranteed. This amal guarantees the success in the hereafter, and the guarantee is given by the greatest Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Shafi'ul Muslimin, Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final prophet, and his titles have no end. Inna Allah wa malaikata yusalluna ala nabi. Allah and His angels also send durood on him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His shan, his status is such that if a person sends durood once on him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then 10 good deeds are written to his name, 10 sins are removed from his book of deeds, from his record, and 10 stages are elevated in his rank. So this is the value of one durood. And how many times did we recite this in the beginning? Did you recite the durood in the beginning? How many? A few times. So the start is very good, alhamdulillah. The start is very good, isn't it? The beginning of the gathering, such a great deed is the Durood Sharif. So, as I was saying, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given good news to those who do this amal. And good fortune is that person, has good fortune who does this deed. And guaranteed for that person is Jannah if he does this amal. Or if he has this amal. We want paradise. We want Jannah. And not just Jannah. Not just paradise, but that Jannah which is equivalent to the Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, wa Saliheen, this amal takes a person to that level of Jannah. It doesn't give any middle ranking reward. It takes the person to the heights of reward. Isn't it? Yes. So what is this amal? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us this, the hadith. And then we'll understand what is this amal when we hear the hadith. The amal is this, that to have love for a friend of Allah, to have love for a wali, say subhanallah again, what a great deed indeed. Not giving or taking, because a person has love and regard. Even if you're wandering around the streets and you see a girl and you fall in love, and even if she throws her slippers at you, you say, no, I have muhabbat. The police takes you away. Why are you pestering me? You say, no, I have love for this person. So this, mashallah, is love for the wali Allah, for the friend of Allah. This is something different. This is on another level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used his name here as well. That is very difficult. Allah's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah didn't say his name. He didn't say his name sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to have love for a friend of Allah. And this is where the rank and the status is earned. So it depends here that what is the position of that friend of Allah. Is he from the Siddiqeen? Then that person will rise with the Siddiqeen. Is he Abideen or the Zahideen or the Qutb, Abdal, Qayyum or Mujaddad? These are all present in the dunya and the world. And what do we know? Who do we know that we have love with this person? If we have love with that person, then we will rise with that person and hereafter say Subhanallah. What a great amal, my friends. So is this difficult? Does it sound difficult? No, it's simple. It's easy to have love for a friend of Allah. So then a person succeeds due to that love. And it's definitely, this is the case. There was an event that once Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present and a Bedouin Sahabi came, Arabi. People were like Bedouins who lived in the outside rural regions and areas. So the Arabi, the Bedouins, they didn't have a sort of protocol awareness, formalities. And mashallah, the Sahaba Karam, they were trained and they knew the adab and the manners in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But a Bedouin, the Arabs were from the rural areas. They were more open and straightforward. Mashallah, the Sahaba Karam would benefit from this because they would suddenly ask a question, the Bedouin. And so he came, he said, Assalamu alaikum, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we wanted to ask you a question. Directly he put the question forward and the Rasulullah said, yes please. Tell me, he said, the situation, the point I'd like to make, or the question I have, is that I want to make a request from you. And Rasulullah said, yes, tell me. Now, when will Qiyamah come? When will Qiyamah come? What a big question. He was an Arab, he was a Sahabi, and the answer was beautiful, which for us is also very valuable, something to think about. Allah's Nabi said, Qiyamah will come, but what have you prepared for Qiyamah? Have you prepared for Qiyamah? Why do you worry when will Qiyamah come? Whether it comes today, tomorrow, whenever. Are you prepared? What a great response. In other words, we say, oh, I don't want death to come. I don't want death to come. I don't want Qabr. I don't want the grave. Why are we afraid of these phases after death? Why are we afraid? But we should be prepared rather. If the preparation is complete, then why are you afraid of that suffer, of that journey? So what a beautiful way Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given the answer and gave his beautiful advice that Qiyamah will come. Whatever will come in Qiyamah, and this will happen and occur. But Qiyamah, if you are prepared, will not be difficult for you. So what worry do you have that, oh, the things I've told you, the amal I've told you to do, maut will be easy for you, qabr will be easy, hashr will be easy, the bridge of sirat will be easy. No phase after death will be difficult. So why do you need to ask too many questions? Because you're worried. So today we ask this question many times, these sort of statements and dialogue. But the asal thing is that we should be prepared for thereafter. We should be prepared for the life after death. So Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer. What is your preparation? So he was a Sahabi and Arabi, and he made it easy for us. And mashallah, he gave such an answer that we have succeeded. He made it easy for us to understand. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that your question is very valuable, and I am very simple, and I'm miskeen, and I'm poor. I have nothing to my name. I have no deeds to my name. I have no deeds. I have nothing to my name that I can present. And he's saying this clearly. And I have nothing, I'm tired, I'm poor. He was a Sahabi. Listen to this, my brothers. He was a Sahabi, and the rank of a companion is that if you take all the Ghaus and Qutb and Abdal and the Walis of Allah in one generation, put them together, even the dust on the sole of their slippers is not equivalent. Even their rank, all of them put together, cannot reach to the dust on the sole of the slippers of Sahabi. And mashallah, all of the Sahaba had a great rank indeed. So, mashallah, we get a beautiful lesson, a great lesson from this, that nobody can reach to the heights of the Sahaba. Because why? Because their mention was very high. The tazkiyah, the first sign of their mention, of their tasfiyah and their tazkiyah, is that the first thing is that a person, when he does tazkiyah and tafsiyah, it becomes very humble and extreme humility. He demonstrates that he thinks he is lower than everyone else. So what happened? This Arabi Sahabi, he would have prayed salah, he would have kept the fasts, and he would have done amal on the ahkams of Allah. How can it be that he didn't? So this was great humility. He said, I have no deeds to my name. I have nothing. I have no salah, no rank, no status. So a very great lesson we learn from this is that for us, we have, when we have problems, we have difficulty that if we go to a friend of Allah, nowadays, then after some days, what occurs? Demands start to generate. That when will I become a kutub? Am I a wali? Am I an abdal? And we start to demand people respect me, write my name on the list, and write the alqab, the titles. Why have I got titles? That, for example, why aren't people not picking up my slippers? I'm a murid of this person, of this person, of this person. I'm this, and I'm this, and I'm this. So rather than when tasawwuf today, in this day and age, rather than going down and being humble and demonstrating humility, people are going high with their nafs and desires. My father was the owner of this deputization, and this person is my sheikh, and that person is my sheikh. We don't come below this level. And tazkiyah, the true effect of tazkiyah is what? The subhanallah. If a person has done true tazkiyah, proper tazkiyah, and he has washed his heart and purified his soul and nafs, then I speak about the previous days, the mashayikh ikram would at that time give ijazah, permission in khalafat to the individual once he's gone through the toil and struggle and reached to the heights. A person, he crushes his desires and all of his nafs and his ego. He has no ego, he has no demand. When a person, he rubs his ego in the dust and becomes like the sand and the dirt and the dust. And then he says that I am nothing, I am the smallest, I am the lowest. And he totally falls in his own eyes, in his status. But other people, they think that this person is so great, they run after him. He says, why are you running after me? I have nothing to my name. And this is not a formality, this is humility. So much humility comes into that person, he doesn't consider himself as anything. If he's an alim, he considers himself the lowest. If he's an muhaddith, he considers himself the lowest. If he's a khatib, then he considers himself the lowest khatib. Whatever height Allah Ta'ala has put that person on, he considers himself the lowest of the lowest. Rather, he will consider that if some is praised, that if somebody swears at him, will say, yes, this person's correct and right. Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. Have you ever seen such people like this? Have we ever seen? The question doesn't arise nowadays that we see such people. And if they are people, if they're small in status, they show that they're higher in status, that they're greater in status. And this was the tawazah, the humility of the sabah. And today we have drought. We have drought. There's just total fake personalities that are left today. A person does dhikr of Allah for a few days or sits in the company of Wali of Allah, straight away he makes demands. I want to be a khalifa, I want to be recognized. And if the sheikh says, okay, I'll give you ijazah to do dhikr, he said, that's it. Everyone else are animals, I'm the best, I'm the highest, and no one's greater than me. I'm a sheikh, I'm a teacher. So today, faith, the blessings and the exchange of spirituality has diminished today in this day and age. People's hearts are sealed. There's nobody to deliver the deen in its true form, because this is such an ilm that it spreads through the exchange of spirituality between the hearts. This is the aks, the mirror image. And that's why sohbat, connection, company of a sheikh, this is like where the heart, it radiates the spirituality, so that the sheikh's benefit reaches to the heart of the student. But at least it should first come out of the heart of the sheikh, and then it will benefit the student. But today, the teacher, there's so much takabbur and pride, and nobody even demonstrates and even an iota of humility. I'm talking about a sahabi who, in front of his sheikh, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, I have no amal, no deeds, O Prophet of Allah ﷺ. And he's saying this in front of the Prophet ﷺ, a sahabi, a companion. So if, for example, he knew that even though he was practicing, he felt that he hadn't achieved anything, subhanAllah, that nobody can come again after the Sahaba come, the noble companions, to do deeds like they did until the Day of Judgment. They were all shining stars who showed the path and showed the guidance to everyone after them. Say subhanAllah. So every Sahabi had this effect. Every Sahabi, every companion had this effect, that no companion was a minor after he became a companion, subhanAllah, due to the maqam, the light radiated around them. People benefited from the company. So today, if you take any name of any of the companions, and you look out for the names, According to the hadith, you look at their names in the hadith, and Noor comes into a person when he even mentions the name of the Sahaba. And if an event of a Sahabi comes into your heart, so much love comes for the Sahabi, they're not asked, there's no limit. That their personality, their rank, their status was so great, was Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, beware, don't say anything negative with regards to my companions. This is haram, unlawful. Beware, never consider any of my companions inferior. Who are you to degrade or to criticize my Sahaba, my companions? You have no gauge, you have no scale. You know, today people say, this is person, this was his mistake, this was that person's mistake, you shouldn't have done this. Today the generation is destroyed. The person who criticizes the friends of the Prophet ﷺ, those people who criticize, tell me, what will occur in the future with those people? The Rasulullah ﷺ said at that time while he was alive, that how dare you speak negative regards to any of my companions. Yes, that this is a house. Just like in the house within the family, there are arguments or disagreement. This will occur, but when they come to me thereafter, and all of their hearts will be clean at that time. And they will be sitting, talking to each other, mashallah, shaking each other's hands and talking to each other with love and muhabbat. Because they didn't have bughz in their heart. Because every time they had a basis of discussion, and we think that there was an argument or disagreement, but that was their debate and discussion within the confines and the circle of Sharia. That this point has come to me like this, and this is the difference. And difference between the scholars is a rahmah, mercy for the ummah. This wasn't a personal difference, this was a scholarly difference. So brothers, this sahabi came and said, Rasulullah, I have no deeds to my name. So from this hadith, for such faqis like us, such people like us, we get a lesson that the amal that is about to come, that will take a person to Jannah. So we've got a little bit of flexibility there. The Rasulullah said, even if you do just this amal, you don't have to do more, and you'll get this high status and rank. And so even if a person today is implementing the faraid, the compulsory actions, he's praying salah 5 times a day, he can't pray tahajjud, can't do too many voluntary actions, can't recite Quran too much, cannot pray ishraq at tahajjud, all of these nawafil, he cannot fulfill them. Just the 5 times, the 5 faraid in his life, and he's regular in these, and after that he does this amal, that he loves a friend of Allah, he will go direct to Jannah in the same way. So how this sahabi has made life easy for us. He's given us the flexibility. Through the advice that Rasulullah gave to him, he's given us an easy solution to gain Jannah. So what we need to do is to make connection and love with a friend of Allah. And this muhabbat, this love is a great thing. I have made this connection love. I made this connection love. And even until today, I've forgotten everything that came before that. I forgot the dunya, the world, the people used to laugh at me. What are you doing? Are you insane? The people, my family used to laugh at me. What have you left? The dunya. But when a person falls in love with the wali of Allah, then his life turns upside down. Have you seen that Majnoon, how he ran around like a headless chicken? So ishq, the love, it overwhelms a person, and his lifestyle and his appearance and his manners and his akhlaq take a sudden step change. And this is what is gathered and gained from the company of the wali of Allah. So brothers, what we need to understand is that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, is it that no amal, you have no deeds? He said, yes, Rasulullah, I have no deeds to my name, but I have one thing. And what is that, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, that action that I have is that I have love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Love for His Shaykh. Love for Allah. So Rasulullah, is this the case? You have this amal? He said, yes, I have this deed. I don't have any other deeds, no good deeds, but I have this deed. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't ask for proof, because every sahabi obviously would give his all for Rasulullah. And Rasulullah said, if this is the case, then listen to me clearly, that whoever you love, you will rise with that person and on the day of judgment. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin. What a beautiful hadith, subhanallah. Beautiful hadith. We are so foolish today, so stupid today, and crazy today. If we were to do just this amal, this action, if this amal would come into our life, tell me, my friends, my brothers, then what beautiful dreams and ambitions for the akhirah would be fulfilled if we have this platform. Subhanallah. That Rasulullah ﷺ has said that you don't need to do mujahidat, you don't need to make effort or struggle physically. Just one deed we need to do is if we have true love with a friend of Allah, a pious person for the sake of Allah, I don't think there are many other actions that are greater than this. When? Hadith is there. Rasulullah has mentioned this. When this point, as Anas radiallahu anhu, I think, narrated this hadith, he said radiallahu anhu, that when these words reached to the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, then all of the Sahaba rejoiced so much, they were so happy, so much they celebrated, like it was Eid after Iman. They said that after the day that we had Iman, we had no more happiness than this day, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us a great path through this narrator. That after bringing about Iman, said the Sahaba, that the many days or years had passed over that, and then this day was the next most happiest day in their life. And the hadith is telling us this, the Miladun Nabi and this and that, this function and conference and sessions, everyone says that he's correct and he's wrong and we've got the proof and we don't know who's right or wrong. But this is such a mustanid and agreed fact that if we celebrate on this point, subhanAllah, that in life, that I on this date made a connection with love and company for the Shaykh, and I extended my hand and he said, you are mine and I am yours. And the Fakir, the same person, took hold of my hand. Allah Ta'ala sent me to that Fakir, and this was the history, the date. And I was living a life like dogs and cats, and I reached to him in the same state. I was totally useless at takabbur and pride, and I questioned and I challenged everything, and the things that were within us, the faqr and the faqr, the poverty was so great. We don't know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us go to that point. Then after that, that the fakir, mashallah, his effect, that when he took the hand, and after taking the hand, he said, you are mine and I am yours, subhanAllah. And this is nikah. This is the sacred bond, isn't it? Because when the terms are read out in nikah, then the wakil comes, he said he has accepted you and she has accepted, and he said, I've also accepted. Then the wakil, he says that I've accepted you and you have accepted me, says the husband to the wife. Look at this point. So after acceptance, what happens is that you have to give the dowry. You have to give the dowry. So what's the dowry? When a sheikh and a murid, when the nikah takes place, the connection is made. What is the mahr? The dowry. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I've given the mahr. The dowry is Jannah, paradise. After this connection, after this, you can say, wedding of spirituality, then both will attain Jannah. And this is such a great attire that they adorn. So we don't even know the date. When was I introduced to my Shaykh? When did I meet my Shaykh? When did I do Tawbah? The most valuable time, the Sahaba said, radiallahu anhu, that after bringing about Iman in Islam, that this was the next most happiest day when we heard this fact that we will rise, a woman will rise on this day with the person he loves. Who from us knows that on this day in this year, I sat and I requested bayah with my Shaykh, and he gave me the bayah, and then he gave me dhikr. And this is that date in history. For those people of muhabbat, most definitely if you have gone to the friend of Allah and with this intention, well, in accordance to this hadith, and you have gone to learn ishq, and you've gone to learn love, and to bring about tazkiyah in your heart, then in life many occasions come, birthdays and wedding anniversaries. What do people celebrate? Haji sahab, do you celebrate the anniversary? What do people celebrate for their wedding? The word's not coming to my mouth. I can't remember their birthdays, and I got married 30 years ago. They're old and they're cutting cakes, and I was married to him on this day. Subhanallah. If you want to rejoice and celebrate, then rejoice. Celebrate this day. Celebrate this day. Give her khairat and food, and keep her fast, and give sadaqah, and enjoy it. This is proven from the Sahaba. So that those moments are made revived in your mind, that I today was wed spiritually. I met my Shaykh and my Hazrat, my Shaykh, and a new lease of life was given to me. And I met the Shaykh today who wants to take me into paradise with himself. And then they do the dua for their Shaykh. Alhamdulillah, that Allah give my Shaykh that status in the hereafter, that all the mashaykh have fakr and envy on him. Because obviously if he reaches to the high, then I will also reach to the high. I remember in a gathering, Hazrat Nur al-Marqada, in the whole gathering, the whole Jamaat, Hazrat raised his hands and cried and made a dua, that Allah, in his Sarayhi Dal, Allah, that I am your whole Jamaat, and please include me with them, and have one karam, one mercy, on the day of Hashr, allow us to stand beneath the standard and the flag of Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraishi. No big jannah was being asked. He was a great man, a kutub al-aktab of his time, and he said that all the jannah I will attain, I will get underneath the flag, the standard of my Shaykh. Just allow me to stand underneath this, and allow my jamaat to stand there. Everyone says subhanallah. For this reason, the Hazrat's dua has become successful for all of us, alhamdulillah. For all of us, it's been accepted. Whoever enters into this silsila through this ajiz, mashallah, alhamdulillah, and he's steadfast, and he doesn't become a thief or fraudster. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat's dua is continuing until Qiyamah. And he, that person, if he joins this silsila, he will rise and stand under the standard of Hazrat Fazl Ali Quraishi Rahmatullahi. And in the same way, if we have that same status and appreciation, the same will happen to us. Brothers, have appreciation, value. Don't waste this nisbat. Don't waste this connection. Don't take this silsila and the love of this order out of your hearts. Don't lower yourself, because shaitan and nafs and the ego, they destroy a person within seconds. They take a person away from the Quran. How many people have left the Quran? We don't believe in the Quran. How many people have left the Hadith? They don't believe in the Hadith. How many people don't believe in Rasulullah as the final prophet? How many people don't accept the Sahaba? And they swear, na'uzu billah, has Aisha, Sadiqa radhiyallahu anha, another Sahaba. And they've made a firqa, a sect. And this is shaitan that makes a person forget his path. For the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given you a great status and reward, my friends. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Even if you're broken down, you're weak, you can't do dhikr, but keep the i'tiqad and the connection and the trust and the love with your shaykh, total 100%, and don't allow any gaps to come into this. Don't let any things to be breached in this connection. I told you one long dua of Hazrat that, subhanAllah, due to his nisbat, we are here today. His connection. All you've done is take my hand and you can see my defects and problems and the issues with me. And just ignore all of this. That whatever Allah Ta'ala has given to us, however he's given this to us, but he will deliver us to Jannah. For sure. Subhanallah. So we need to strengthen our iman. I don't consider myself to be high. I don't take money from anyone, no cost, no expensive, nor do I compete with anyone, nor do I have a desire to compete with anybody, nor is this in my nature, nor do I like to dig deep and find out how bad people are. I don't want to allow a person to be immersed in difficulty always. Why should I give pain and difficulty to somebody? This is the nature of a person, isn't it? So I have the haq that I could ask you, I can drive you to do mujahidah. I can give you examples of the mashayikh ikram who made their students do great mujahidah to make them as true human beings. But I, instead of that person strive and struggle, I wake up in the night and I do dua for that person for his betterment. That Allah, this person is getting worse, he's been khabees and shaitan's overtaken him or influencing him. Allah, help this person. I can't make him do mujahidah, I am weak. I'm very weak. Allah, have mercy on us. I cannot give him strictness. I can do dua for him. Allah, be merciful to this person. Be merciful to this person. And this is my path, my friends. What can I say to you? I'm telling you all the sugars today, because who knows how long is life, when the last breath may be exhaled. But remember my words. I have made friendship with you. A short term friend. I'm a very pure friend. I've made sincere friendship with you. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this clearly. Sincere friendship. And a person should be sincere, because when a person has love for someone, then the answer of that love will definitely come. So what a great point we've been told and taught, mashallah. So this path, a person should embark on this path and he'll reach to the heights, to great conclusion that person will reach. So a person, how does he get love for a sheikh, for a wali of Allah? Because when a person gets ishq and love, now here there's a point I'd like to mention to you in passing, because it's come to my mind. That look here. Look here, that if we go to the highest status in Jannah, we don't have amal, we don't have practice. And look at Hazrat Sadiq radiallahu anhu, his jamaat, his group, his people, and we are broken down people here, but we've taken the hand of a Naqshbandi Sheikh, so we will go with him to the Raftam. Mawlana Sahib, have you got bayah with a Naqshbandi Sheikh? Is there anyone near you or you know? The mashallah. So here you need to pay attention to these points. These are treasures of the hereafter. Don't waste your lives. Grab the opportunity. Grab the opportunity. So look what great points we learn here. And you teach people yourself. You teach hadith and the great scriptures. So what a great point this is here. A great point. That here, this is not a speech or a bayan or a lecture. Mashallah, in every sitting, mashallah, we reach to the scenes of Jannah. Last night we wandered around Jannah, and today we're also wandering around Jannah through the scenes of the discussion. So, are these not beneficial points? Though another path has come out here from today. Subhanallah. But we are stood on this path. We are stood on this path, and we need to analyze ourselves that we are not going to leave this path. We want to increase the love. There's no question about reduction, no question. If this goes, then that's the end of it. That we can't do much mujahidah, we can't make much effort. Because in our Naqshbandi silsila, our breakfast with regards to dhikr is 50,000 tasbih. 50,000 bees. This is the breakfast. 50,000 quantity. As long as we don't do the dhikr of Allah, then we cannot be at ease. So 150,000 our lunch 50,000, then again. So if we can't make effort on this, then at least we should be steadfast on the subject of muhabbat, love, even if we can't do that much dhikr, isn't it? So if you can't do it, you can't practice it, fair enough, you're not doing it. But if a person says he can do it, and even then he doesn't do the right action, then there's no muhabbat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us love, but maybe that love is diminished. So wasawis will come, shaitan will come, halat and conditions come, and they, subhanAllah, the influence of shaitan and the nafs is that it takes people away from Quran and the hadith and from the teacher. And shaitan can also take a person away from the teacher. And we have to consider that from today I'm not going to commit this fault. I'm not going to commit any more mistake like this. So subhanAllah, what's the reason that we leave the connection with the wali of Allah? And Rasulullah has taught us that even if you don't make effort, even then this connection is accepted, but we need to keep the love and the regard. Subhanallah. So what's the reason here that a person will get a high status in the hereafter? So I'll explain this point to you in passing, because this comes to this ajiz just now in my mind. The reason for this is for getting the higher reward when a person makes a connection with a sheikh. Because brothers, when a person, you can say, falls in love and has love and attraction and desire, then after falling in love, a person cannot, for example, sit down with a cool mind and heart. And for example, day and night, mashallah, for example, people have that, oh, I couldn't see you, there are songs, and all of the society today, you have the film industry that runs on this premise. There's a woman, there's a man, and they have love for each other, and they're fooling people. They earn thousands and hundreds of thousands of pounds, all of these actors, and they have one job. There's a woman, there's a man, opposites attract, then they have love, and they have attraction, and all of the people in the world are seeing this scene. What's behind it? Nothing else. There's no vision behind it. Is this ishq? Is this love? Is this strong? So in reality, when a person has love, the situation with the love is that when a person has true love, then he does not feel at peace, or at, his mind and heart are not peace until he sees his mahbub, subhanallah. So how does this come? When a person creates love for somebody else, we just think that there's love for the blood, for the family. If I don't see the face of the daughter or the son, I cannot enjoy myself. These are examples. Allah's Nabi said that these are examples I'm giving to you, but when you have love for me, then this is nothing, nothing at all. This is nothing at all. One companion was there, and after some time, the Sahabi came back from a journey or after some trade, and when he reached home in the evening and the night, after some time, you know, a person runs at home, wife's waiting, she cooks some food for him, and he puts some clothes on, good clothes on. The good women, they do this, that my husband's coming after a long time, whatever he likes to eat, I'll cook some food for him, and I'll keep everything clean, I'll put some clothes on, my husband is happy with me, because we'll speak about each other, I'll wait for him. A good wife does this, isn't it? And today this is not the case. Oh, you've come again? Oh, he's going to come and fight with me again from Pakistan. Oh, run back again. There you were fine. There where you were. You're in Pakistan. Just go back there. Be off with you. And he's with his brother and sister. He's come back again. He's going to give me difficulties. And today, this is the ma'ashara that we live in the society, isn't it? And the husband's coming. And then the fighting and the quarreling and the arguments start again. So she made some food for the husband and she prepared everything. She was waiting that my husband will come. And obviously the husband, he had love and regard for the wife. When he came in, he sat down for a little while, then he closed the door. And after so long he came, it was the night time, he said, bring some food. And subhanAllah, he asked about the scenario and the status. And first he looked at the food and then he wrapped his blanket around him. She asked, where are you going? He said, I'm just coming now. She said, please listen, Sartaj, where are you going after such a long time you come? You're only staying for a short while, eat some food. I made the food with the struggle. And he said, I'm just coming. Where are you going? He said that my heart does not feel, I don't feel like seeing you or the food. As long as I don't see my mahbub, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say it again, subhanAllah. This is ishq. This is the ishq for Rasulullah. These are not words. These are not words. So how did he have ishq and regard and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because in this ishq, between this person and his sheikh, was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for the sake of Allah. Tell me, in our area, in Pakistan, great darvesh, great wali of Allah who passed away 200, 300 years ago, maybe you haven't heard his name, but he's a very famous personality, Hazrat Sultan Bahu rahmatullahi, subhanallah. And he was fanafullah. He was immersed in the love of Allah. And he had the fanafullah kalam in that same place. So he said there's a beautiful ajeeb shir, beautiful couplet. And I think about that couplet that he wrote, that what love he must have had for his sheikh. And this is the love that takes a person to the heights of his sheikh. That Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that whatever you desire, whatever maqam you desire, you will get that in the hereafter. Even if you don't have deeds to your name, you will attain this. He said in his tongue that, subhanallah, to see the Murshid, the friend of Allah, the teacher, is better than hundreds of thousands of Hajj on their own. He said, if I can see the face of my blessed Shaykh, then it becomes more beneficial to me than over and above 100,000, you can say, sights. Because Hazrat Arif Billah Ramtray, what lutf and enjoyment he must have had. That all nafal, all Hajj and Umrah, all to one side, all nafal, all ibadah to one side. But to see the blessed face of one Shaykh is very valuable indeed. And he said that it's better one moment in the company of the Wali of Allah, or to spend time in the company of the Wali of Allah, is better than hundreds of thousands of Hajj and Umrah and extra actions. And I remember now an event of our great Aghabirin, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi. What a great Ashik. So what was his hal before? He was a graduate from Ilm, and his name came out from the drawing, you'd say, and then he went, well, for example, a piece of paper upon which there was some writing regarding hadith, and he was a great teacher, and people used to be students, and he would take input from the students, etc. So where was he going to ask? Hazrat Zamir Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and I can't remember another great sheikh. All three used to live in one hujra, one place, one room. And he was going with Josh, he came to Hazrat Zamin Rahmatullah Alayh, and he was a great sheikh of his time. And he said that, what is the issue here? He said that this magazine has been published, and I want to meet Hazrat Haji Saad Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, and I've got questions on this, what's been published. He said, leave the questions, don't meet me, don't meet Hazrat Haji Saad. And he said, meet this third person, the person who's hujra in this third place, go and do salam to him. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. He said, why do I need to see him? Whoever's written this magazine or this booklet, I need to meet him. I have some questions and doubts. He said, no, go to Haji Sahib's house. He said, okay, I will go. He said, assalamu alaikum. 40 days passed, he couldn't leave that hujra, that room. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And he said, sit down and you get the ajr. He said, if you send to me, I won't even go now. I can't even go now. Subhanallah. So they wouldn't take the name of exit, of leaving. I cannot leave you, my sheikh. I cannot leave you. Had ishq and love for the sheikh. So I'm speaking about these great personalities. Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi. Ajeeb, beautiful point you'll hear, and you'll be surprised because you've probably not read this before. Hazrat's young son, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullahi, his young son passed away. Passed away. I'm telling you for this reason, I'm telling you the words of ishq. And can there be a greater tragedy than this for a person? A person who loves the dunya, who has ishq and love and regard for the dunya. My young son has passed away. Subhanallah. Now people are coming to his home to send their regards. But Hazrat was sitting normally without any emotion, with sabr, with patience, and nothing else was a threat. And at that time, subhanallah, he didn't ask for food, he didn't ask for drink. He was totally immersed and lost in this event, in the loss of his father. He said, people around him said, we were ashamed to ask that. Hazrat, we want to present to you our feeling of and emotions and regards. And people would come and sit and they would leave. And this was the action of the son, young son. And on the other hand, the person who hears about the death of his Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, then what was the hal of his students? That wherever they were sitting, he started to tremble, and four Isal started, subhanAllah, 10. Four came out of the 10. And he couldn't control that, subhanAllah, himself, that everything became mawkuf. He couldn't eat at the time, he couldn't drink at the time because of the loss of his Shaykh. And his total hal changed because of the intensity of the love for the teacher. So we need to understand this point. This was the ishq that he had, the love that he had. So this is such an ishq when a person gets with a friend of Allah, then alhamdulillah, that person will rise with that person, with his sheikh, with the wali of Allah on the day of judgment, as told to us by Rasulullah. When a person has love for the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, subhanAllah, then for example, he has no formalities, he doesn't need an excuse to come to the gathering, one excuse or another request or another request. Rather, he will try his utmost. He will try the ashik, that somehow I don't want to be detached from my mahbub. So this is ishq and this is love. And this is the lesson that we have learned for ishq, that the mahbub, his job is such that somehow, that I don't want to be detached from my mahbub and I want to keep seeing them. Subhanallah. This is the example, the learning we have to take from the child, that we have a child who we love. We want to see that child all the time. When he comes from school, we'll see him. When we'll pick him up from school, we'll give him love and attention. We'll be waiting outside school. When we'll be coming home, we'll be coming home. My mother will have double glazing. When I sleep, I'll see underneath. And when the person sleeps, then after that, even then, people go to check underneath them. Is there anything there? Isn't this the case? Subhanallah, tell me. So how do we eliminate this? Then how can this be not possible? That if a person loves somebody else for the sake of Allah, then how can it that be that person will not succeed? That how can it be immersed in problems? So this is the point so strong. The people who don't have the amal, who don't have the action, what do they have? That when they reach to this love and muhabbat, then that person comes so close due to sohbat, due to connection. And when he gets the sohbat, the connection, then the whole of the effect of the shaykh, the practice and the spirituality comes onto the ashik. In that life of that ashik comes the akhlaq, the manners, the ibadat. All those things come. When Allah Ta'ala gives that person all of these things, then it's not just that he has ishq, then he has those amal and those deeds that are not present with that great personality. Subhanallah. So this is the secret behind the acceptance from this person. So my brothers, this is a great achievement indeed to have the company sincerely. And even if we attain this, then great levels of Jannah are waiting for us and we can arrive to Jannah in a great way. As a Malik bin Dinar, Rahmatullah Alayh, great Wali of Allah, great Arif and Muhaddith and scholar and an Alim of Hadith and Muhaddith, and he was a great human being of his time. But the humility he had was such that he didn't consider himself as anything. Once there was a person who had Kashf, and he was walking past the graveyard, and he saw in the graveyard that two or three men, young and beautiful, sitting down writing something. And he said, in this graveyard, young two men sat down writing something. He reached to them. He said, what are you doing here? What are you recording? They said, we are writing something. He said, what? They said, we are making a report. He said, what report are you making? They just said, we are making the report that Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who does He love Himself? Subhanallah. And that name we need to write it. He said, why are you writing? They said, because we are angels. We are angels. He said, I'm looking at angels. They said, yes, we are angels. Allah Ta'ala sent us and we've got a duty. We have to sit and write the names of those people who love Allah and His Rasul, and we are making the compiling that list. Subhanallah. And they said, I'm very happy to meet you. He said, is my name in this list? Subhanallah. He asked the question. And they said, he said, please search my name. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah. Is my name in this? He said, no. They said that with apologies, we want to tell you that your death is not in this vehicle. And when he heard this, he fell unconscious. And when he became conscious, after becoming conscious, he said, okay, listen, do one action, that my name is not there. And he said that, please tell us, give hukum order. He said, somebody needs to go. And is there any place where the ashik lives? Is it empty in your mind that you can advise me? He said, yes, there is something on the side. He said, I just want, please write this, that attach a piece of writing, that there's a fakir here who's totally lost. There's a person here who needs guidance. And the request is there that I have love for Allah and His Rasul. And he said to the angels that I may not have good actions myself and direct love, but at least I love those people who have love for Allah and His Rasul. Please at least write this for me, that those who love Allah and His Rasul, I love those people as well. Subhanallah, this is a great hadith. Allah Ta'ala has given us the guidance here, that I love those people, Allah, who have a connection with you. Allah says, okay, fine, I'll write this down. So he went to his mattress, he lied down, and an announcement came from the ghaib, unseen. He said, Malik bin Dinar, subhanAllah. He said, after today, your name has been written amongst those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, do dua to Allah that Allah Ta'ala shows us the path and the method regularly. We should have regard for this, and we should implement this. No, have I got time or ilm or knowledge? I feel ashamed sitting in front of you, knowledgeable people, pious people. I sit in front of you, alims and hafiz and hufaz and qaris and great personalities and scholars, and you are pious, and I cannot dare, and I don't have the status that I should sit in front of you and talk and discuss, that my ilm is nothing at all. But what can I do when Allah Ta'ala instills into the mind, then I think that if I don't say these points, then this will become like my zealousness from me, that Allah will ask me, why did you not deliver this point to your colleagues? And this was the hukum of my sheikh, that definitely you need to speak about the deen with your colleagues and students. So with this fair, I speak to you. Otherwise, wallah, I don't think that I'm a great alim or a scholar or muhaddith. All I will tell you, do this and that. I say myself that let's quickly finish the discussion and do dhikr. We go to a hujra and we drink tea and we all continue our work. That's the condition here. I seek forgiveness. I take too much of your time. But the message that comes to me, I deliver to you. Subhanallah. That's subhanallah. So inshallah, we are hopeful that we'll do amal on this, yes or no? After today, there is an action that I need to tell you in passing. And I don't have a cure for this at this moment in time. There's one thing that's difficult here, is to have love for a friend of Allah. This is clear. What is difficult in that? That, for example, you have to seek the wali of Allah for this, don't you? You have to seek the wali of Allah. And for this you have to make some effort. But even for this, there's a path Allah has given, a solution to find the wali of Allah. Allah says, if you cannot find, but at least do dua and I will send the wali to your footsteps. Allah says, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. If you do dua with a sincere heart, the Allah I want to love is a servant of yours, a friend of yours, Allah says, I promise, either I will send you there or I will send him to you. Subhanallah. So this is not hard, it's easy. So those who don't attain this, they should do this dua. And those who have attained this, they should do qadr of this. They should appreciate this, don't leave this path. Keep your love consistent. And those who want to steal your muhabbat are many in number, I tell you. And this is a very valuable path that we've attained. Very valuable path. And I've passed through this path. And I discarded everything, I gave away everything, I sold things, but I did not disregard the love of my Hazrat, Subhanallah. So I didn't leave this, and I will not stop, inshallah, it doesn't matter what occurs. That, for example, many attacks spiritually, what is this, why are you here, or it's finished, this is bidat and innovation. I said, it doesn't matter what occurs, but the love will continue, that's it. So we should have courage and determination, take all of this amal, and tomorrow more amal will come, and I'll explain to you again. So after today, do amal on this, inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.